You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
In the car, the hell!
Why?
I can't believe it.
What are you gonna do?
This just kind of blows my mind. You know, this post that we have for the mic stand.
Yeah,
reminds me of my coffee cup.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting here very casually seeing that over there, thinking, "Yeah, I'll reach over and get a nice swig." And all of a sudden, I don't have my mug with me. It's in the car. I'll see you later, man.
You can go get it if you want. We can tap dance for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, you get it, yeah.
No, that's all right. I'll do it during the break.
Okay.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. WMDX 92.7. It is the big John and Gordy early morning show.
Yeah, it's the hullabaloo.
I almost said family show.
That's what we used to call it.
Well, we can call it any damn thing we want, right?
Call it the hullabaloo, the shindig.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah.
It's where it's happening.
That's right. 7 minutes past six. It's a cool start this morning, 59 degrees. Highs around 80 today. And once again,
yes,
we have an air quality alert until noon. Charlie Shortino said, that may be extended like we've been doing the last few days.
That's ridiculous. Okay. I don't know why noon is the cutoff point. It just doesn't make any sense. We see the pattern. Right. Stop the pattern. It's not working. Yeah. You know, I'm sitting here in this chair. I'm kind of sitting lower.
The chairs are adjustable.
I know that. And, you know, my feet don't touch the ground when I let them hang over the edge of the chair, so I guess that's a good thing. I like sitting up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like I'm crunched. You know,
Do you really?
I want to sit higher.
Yeah. Well,
folks.
You want to stand.
Help me.
Well, you can adjust the chair.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm fine. It's just that I feel like I'm at a news desk.
Well, you are at a news desk. We've got news.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've got a lot
on
of
the desk.
Idiocracy, we call that news nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a new season after, what is it, 15, 16 years?
What? Of what?
Of who's the guy? You know, it just slipped my mind. I was going to bring it up. It's that great cartoon we used.
The cartoon. Ren and Stimpy?
LP.
The Jetsons?
LP Gas.
Oh, what?
What show? What?
Oh, King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
Oh.
LP Gas.
King of the Hill is back on after about 15 years.
Yeah?
It's back on. I watched the first episode. A part of it, anyway. I wanted to watch a movie last night, so I just watched part of it, but I am going to get back to it. It is great. It's on Hulu, so if you're a big King of the Hill fan, and I am now... It's good. Oh, what's his son's name? Do you remember? His son is growing up now.
Oh, really?
And he runs his own, I think it's an Asian restaurant that he has created with Texas recipes. And I'm telling you, it is, it's hilarious. It's good stuff. All right. It took him 15 years to write these new seasons.
Right.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
What is his son's name? Okay, if you know, you can text us or call us, 608-879-8255. That's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it.
It's Bobby, right?
Bobby.
Yes,
that's what it
Bobby.
Is. Did you know that? Or did somebody text?
Nah, Google.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Google.
Good morning to Dominic Lee,
good
our
morning.
Producer. Yeah.
Good morning.
How are things in your life?
Pretty good. I'm going line dancing again.
No.
Why are you doing this?
You're making me sick.
It's every Tuesday. I have to go. It's kind of...
Really?
Is that a girlfriend thing?
Yeah, it's like an ultimatum. It was kind of an ultimatum, okay. Right?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no, there's nothing wrong with it. I didn't know you had the affinity for country music, but yeah. Square dancing and such.
God, line dancing.
It's grown on me. It's grown on me.
No, it can't.
Line dancing is just square dancing stretched out. That's all it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So you get all the moves. You do all the stuff. Do they run you through? Is there a training program before you can
get
on?
Yes, they do like a 10-minute like tutorial before we actually go on and do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, the instructor is still up there doing all the dance moves and all the jigs.
Right.
And I don't listen to half of it. So.
Okay. Your girlfriend, is she proficient at line dancing?
Is she a country?
No. Man. Nope. We both aren't, so which is why I was surprised. I was like, why are we doing this? What's going on here?
To do something.
I guess, yeah, that's what it was. So.
Isn't it like an aerobic exercise for you guys?
That's kind of what it's come
kind
out
of
to be.
Kind of a samba class or whatever.
I'm sure you get some exercise out of it.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you have to wear cowboy boots? Is that a requirement?
No, even if it was a requirement, I still wouldn't. I wouldn't wear them. But,
Devil.
All right.
Yeah. But most people do in there, and it's Red Rocks, so...
It is Red Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been in there. I go by there all the time.
Well, if you want to go line dancing today, 7 o'clock.
I went in there once. It was really bright. And it wasn't very moody. It wasn't atmospheric at all. It was just bright.
They do dim the lights for line dancing, just letting you know.
Oh, so, okay. Well, there is a positive
there
to
we
all
go.
Of this.
So if you do want to go, just let me know.
All right.
Okay. Good enough.
And Red Rock was fantastic. It was a little brewery. Right down the street from here.
Oh.
It's really a great place. They had great smoked ribs and meats. But I don't know if they do that now or not. Do they serve food in Red Rock or is it just
they do, but
cheap
I don't,
beer?
They do, but I don't know about any of the food that you're talking about. I think it's just basic bar food.
Okay. And water beer. Right?
And yeah.
And water beer.
Yeah, water beer.
All right. Hate that stuff. I still can't understand, you know, drinking Bud or anything American.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
I mean, you know, that kind of.
Yeah.
I just want to specify American doesn't mean the microbreweries.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I mean, microbreweries, whole different industry, much better. Save the beer industry completely.
Yes.
From these horrible, horrible monster corporations that water down their beer and sell case by case by case by the knuckleheads that go in and buy this stuff because it's cheap. My God, is that really the value you put on your life? Cheap cases of beer? Oh, my God.
Okay.
I had to get that out of my system. I've been saving it up for 20 years.
You've been carrying that around a long time. Wow, I had no idea. Okay.
But yeah, nothing against the people that buy that stuff. Okay. I know. I know a few people that do, and it's fine. They're cool people. They're very good friends.
But, I didn't want to say anything because I bought that stuff. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. cheap beer. Okay. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. She'll be in to give us some ideas of what you can do with your pet this time of year when it heats up, when it gets really, really hot.
Yeah, she's talking about the fur on your dog's body. They have two layers.
I didn't know
and,
that.
Yeah. There's a short layer and a longer layer.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that could become a problem area if you're thinking about maybe giving your dog a bath sometime or trying to cool a dog off or even trimming the dog.
Yeah.
And she'll get into all that.
Okay. And then we'll also talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Some new pets up for adoption. They're having an adoption special right now, too. And we'll find out about that. We've got some pictures already.
Yeah.
On some,
we do.
A couple of cats.
We do.
And a dog.
We do. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can't see him there over
here. No, I see the dog.
You see the okay. All right.
Is that a wolf?
No. Wow. Don't think so.
It's carrying a human body.
No.
What?
What, this?
Yeah.
No, that's not a wolf.
So Mark in the sack says, Dom, just think of it like the Paul McCartney song, Ballroom Dancing.
Oh, yes. That's a great song.
That's great,
Ballroom
Mark. That is great.
Ballroom Dancing. That was on the, I think, Tug of War album. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think about every single time I go. And then, you know, it drives me. It drives me to go each and every week. So thank you, Mark. Thank you.
God. Okay. Dom, do you have a what would you rather do thing happening?
Yes, unfortunately we do today.
All right.
Okay. A segment we can't get rid of.
You know, yesterday I tried adding more reverb, but it was so much reverb already on it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even add more.
They were all out of reverb at the reverb store.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Oh my.
All right. I don't even have it up right now.
Okay, would you rather not do it?
No, we have to do this.
Okay.
We have to, okay? All right, first question. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson in his prime for one round or sound like him for the rest of your life?
Well, I wouldn't want to fight him because he'd probably kill me.
But it would just be, you think you can take him for one round? No. Not take him, but like...
Hold him off?
Hold him off.
Run from him?
Run around the ring?
Yeah, I think I can.
Really?
Yeah.
For one round.
So. Yeah, one round. I could definitely be a light on my feet. What was it that Cassius Clay used to say?
I don't know. Cassius Clay.
Butterfly.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gordy, what about you?
Muhammad Ali. Well, I don't know. I guess I could outrun him too, maybe.
You think
so? I wouldn't want to talk like him. No, yeah. That would be the end of whatever career I had left.
This feature, who the hell knows where we're going to go.
Not much left anyway.
Luckily, people were able to vote for the Best of Madison before we got this feature.
Yeah, the Best of Madison. We won't find out till the end of September. If we made the grade. So it was down to six radio teams. We know we made that cut.
Yes.
But we don't know who made the top three.
Nope, so not yet.
We'll all find out together in about 6 weeks.
It's too long.
Gotta wait.
It's too long.
All right. What do you got? One more?
One more, yes.
Oh, there's another.
We still got one more. We're forced into this, all right, you know? Would you rather be a chain-smoking country singer, which, you know, kind of works, or an alcoholic NASCAR driver?
Oh, jeez.
I'll go with the country singer.
Country singer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the way of life. You know, that's the way to be cool.
I smoked back then. In my early years. Did you have cigarettes? What was your cigarette of choice?
Old Gold.
Old Gold. I don't think they make those anymore.
I'm not sure.
I was an Old Gold smoker, too.
Were
you? Yeah. Then I switched to Cools. I got into menthol and had Cools.
Menthol was pretty good. I can see why it's addicting. That's why they wanted to make it illegal. They wanted to take it off the market.
Yeah.
But
I'd rather do that than alcoholic NASCAR.
I've got an Old Gold jingle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Old Gold jingle?
Old Gold cigarette jingle.
Really?
Yeah.
To dig that out.
Would we be sent to Alligator Alcatraz if we play it?
I don't know.
Well,
do you have it handy?
I'll look it up.
All right.
I'll look it up. I think I might have put it on the internets, but I doubt it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well,
that was fun. I mean,
thank you for.
I just want to mention your neighbors. They sent us a text here. They said, John, Miller Beer is a union, and that's why I drink it. Is your crafty stuff union? Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I really haven't checked.
Okay.
I drink beer for the taste.
Ah, okay. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy for Tuesday morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMPX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning. It's a great looking day so far today. Beautiful.
Looks great on State Street, right downtown Madison here, a block off the Capitol. Some sunshine, although it is going to be kind of hazy today. High near 80 degrees, right now 59. There is an air quality alert. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. It's back to school time. Yes, that start of the school year is right around the corner. What better time to get a mattress for your student of choice? They need a better night's sleep, and they can get one with a new Verlo mattress. For bigger dreams, your student needs the best sleep, and you can find those at our local Verlo locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com and check out their lifetime guarantee, their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Oh, you have to get over there.
Yeah.
You really have to. All right.
It's back to school time.
It's hard to imagine we still have school. I know they did away with the Department of Education.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe that's next year.
Maybe so. Remember yesterday we played that cut with that Texas taxpayer who was very angry.
Very angry.
Yeah, and play a little bit of that, Dom, if you can. If you have that.
I want to start out by saying this. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course.
Yeah.
He cheated on his taxes. Mm-hmm. He cheated on his business loans. He cheated on his wives. He cheated on the business contractors that he stiffed through 40 years of business, and he tried to cheat in the 2020 election. Now he's trying to cheat and win this 2026 midterm election because he knows he can't win. He has ordered Governor Greg Abbott to obey his command and cheat on a Texas redistricting scam to gerrymander five new grossly.
All right, you get the idea, right?
Right.
Yeah, he was just doing a laundry list there.
And I thought it was Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson. He sounds exactly like him. He was out a lot in the press.
Well, last night I was lying in my bed trying to get to sleep, and it started to dawn on me. This cut came back to me in my head.
It's hard to forget.
I started to dream. Yeah. I started having a little nightmare.
Really?
I had to get up, and I put something together here because I just couldn't sleep anymore, and I wanted to get this out of my system.
All right.
So go ahead and play that cut.
I want to start out by saying this. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course.
You're cheating.
He cheated on his taxes. He cheated on his business loans.
You'll cry and cry.
He cheated on his wife.
And try to sleep.
And he tried to cheat in the 2020 election.
But sleep won't come.
He cheated on the business contractors that he stiffed through 40 years of business.
You're cheating hard.
Now he's trying to cheat and win this 2026 midterm election because he knows he can't win.
Wow, yeah. That's gold.
To me, House Republicans, in this case, are like a bunch of buzzards on the fence, waiting to swoop down on a dying carcass of democracy. In other words, I mean it in a philosophical way, not a sexual way, but he's asking every one of the Republican representatives in this room to be one of his prostitutes.
Walk the floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
That,
big finish here.
Will tell on you.
He was caught cheating on video on the golf course.
There you have it.
Wow.
Yeah.
On the golf course. Wow. I missed that one.
Finish.
I want to see
He started with it and he ended with it.
That is great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah.
That's beautiful.
A little bit of Hank Williams there to get you going. I just love that buzzard on a fence.
Swooping in. I know.
Yeah, that says it all. That's where we're at here.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, very good, Gordy.
I got the razor blade out. I did a little fancy editing with the tape.
You just need some reverb now, a little bit of reverb. And then you're good.
Tom wants reverb on everything. We should
more,
do an all
reverb.
All reverb all the time.
I remember we were saying we should do an all reverb show, but I don't know if that would hurt my ears.
We could do it. That's what they used to, you know, they used to do that actually in the late 60s. WLS, WCFL, they had a lot of reverb all the time for their jocks in the background.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah, I'm about to pull out some tape.
Wow. Okay. Okay. More reverb, you know. I mean, that's the next bit on Saturday like Night Live. More cowbell.
Yep. Hey, excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. You can talk to Jim or Sarah and set up an appointment. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center, call them at 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077 or go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Yeah,
definitely do that. Okay. Yeah, I wore the hearing aids last night as I watched fantastic movie.
Was it really good?
Blade Runner. I watched both of them, the first one and then the second one, which was Blade Runner 2049. And it was great. It was a really good movie. A lot of slow areas in it. Really? But I did stay awake, and I watched the whole thing. So that was kind of fun.
Was it in focus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was in focus. Nice.
Good audio?
Good audio because I had the high-tech hearing aids on.
Excellent.
High-tech.
Yeah. You can adjust them.
Yes.
Right, to the movie?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I tried a whole bunch of different adjustments. It was fantastic. You could hear the background noise disappear.
Yeah. Nice.
It was really cool.
Okay. Coming up, Idiocracy is right around the corner.
We got a lot of stuff.
Oh, boy, do we.
Yeah.
Stay with us for more of John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX Madison.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Okay.
Always, they're dumb all the time, and boy, another town hall gone crazy.
Really? Yeah? In Nebraska?
Yeah.
Mike Flood.
Mike Flood is, he was out there a lot in the other town halls that we watched over and over and over, and he kept on, you know, sticking to his guns, but the crowd just came back at him, and this time they're doing the same exact thing.
It's like a replay.
I don't know if it's close to Brian Stiles' town hall here in Wisconsin.
Right.
He really got an earful.
He sure did.
And now this is happening again, and I think we're going to be seeing a whole lot of this. You know, this is like the Tea Party. Remember the protest way back when the Tea Party came out against Obamacare?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, just to come out against something. I don't know. who wants health care for the American public, you know?
Yeah, that was a big protest.
Oh, they hated that.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my gosh. They were so happy with the current system that we have, you know, getting ripped off by their insurance companies left and right and being turned down for care. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of system I envision.
Really?
But, you know, I guess those people who want everybody covered, what are they thinking?
I don't know. It's 6:37. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young.
Oh, yes.
Dominic Lee in the producer chair. It is sunny downtown Madison, looking great on State Street here. Highs around 80 degrees today, but look for some hazy sunshine because that air quality, that alert is back again. You know, I don't know how many. It hasn't left. No, we got it for another day. And, of course, it expires at noon unless they decide to extend it, which they've done for the last week or so.
I want to see what Brittany knows about this. Like,
yes.
I want to see if she is like, okay, it is definitely going to be done tomorrow at noon. But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, apparently nobody knows because they keep extending it.
It is awful. It is awful.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Idiocracy.
Yeah, you know, I just came across a visual here on my laptop of the White House and Trump sitting in there with Netanyahu. And I'm just looking at this. Have you actually seen a picture of the inside?
Oh, no, I haven't seen a wide shot like that.
I know. I haven't seen a wide shot like that ever, and it is.
That's horrible.
That is.
That's just disgusting.
Don't let Trump ever decorate your room.
There's lots of gold on the mantle there.
What a bunch of junk.
All those gold frames of all the old
Older I mean, statesmen. Talking about making these great pictures, these portraits, look like junk. Over the mantelpiece, you know, all of those stupid statuettes.
Things that he's applied to the
vases,
to the mantle and everything.
It's just ridiculous.
It's very gaudy.
It is gaudy. Yes, that's the word.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, we have a phone call.
Oh, we
do. 608-879-8255. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go.
Good morning, Joe.
You made the morning. Your interstitial material set to Your Cheating Heart was probably one of your high points ever.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was beautiful, wasn't it?
Wow. Yes, well, let's make it go viral. I'm going to put it on Facebook after the show. Yeah,
absolutely. And you should be running it every day, find a place to put it. I think the repetition is really good because it reminds us of the simple cheating at golf and then all the way to cheating at elections. It really covers it. It's very rhythmic. And the line, the buzzards on the fence.
I know. I know. That's
democracy.
Yes.
Couldn't get better. I just wanted to add two points to this. You know, your discussion today, you were talking about the interior of the White House. Do recall that he just paved over the Rose Garden. Today, apparently, there are reports that he loves the way it looks because it's very white.
Oh, my God. Really?
He said that. He actually said that.
Yeah, and do note that the sewer grates, you know, the drainage grates in this area are in the shape of American flags, which I think is really perfect.
Oh, wow.
Wow, what an idea.
Nice detail, right? Nice detail.
Yeah, I'm sure that was his idea. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it's
crazy.
Just perfect. So, at any rate, keep playing that is just absolutely perfect. Just set me up for the day. Thanks.
All right. Sure. We'll play that a lot.
Yeah, we'll play it again maybe in our next hour.
Could go viral there.
Yeah, I think
Gordy.
So.
I think that's
I need some video with
it. Editing on that. Yeah, how are you going to do that?
I don't know. We'll figure something. I'll give it over to AI at that point for the video.
That's right. It'll construct something,
come up with something, right?
Yeah, I think it would.
I don't know about that stuff. Dom, do you know
about it? I think it will, yeah. It'll just transcribe it.
All right, we'll try that.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll workshop that. Workshop's getting a workout.
Hey, speaking of AI, I got a warning for everybody out there. If you're cruising X, if you're still going to Twitter X, then you got to look out for these two bots. They're AI bots. Mm. I ran this by my Gen Z sons yesterday. One is Jackson. I won't get into the exact name, but the first part of it is Jackson. He describes himself as an AI creator and propagandist, as far as I'm concerned. And there's also another one called NAS, and that's NAS-tech-AI. These two individuals are putting together very slick pieces of production and propaganda. They make very small, insignificant stories from the administration seem like bold plans that we should all be just sucking up. You know, I mean, this is the good stuff.
Mm.
But it isn't. It's just minor little things they're blowing out of proportion to make it seem like this administration is doing really good things. And they spin it in a fantastic way. They're very slick. And the dead giveaway, though, this gives it away.
Yeah, how do you know?
There are threads. You're familiar with the threads.
Yes, threads, right? Yes.
And there's about 15 of them. there's 15 posts on that thread. usually about 15 or 20 posts.
Okay.
So they take up a lot of space on X. Mm. So if you run across there, they're actually AI bots put together by individuals who program in. Again, you can kind of spin what you want AI to tell you. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then they put it in this very nice presentation.
Mm.
And again, it's Jackson and NAS.
Okay, we'll look out for those.
The two AI bots out there. And you can usually tell because they have about 15,000 followers.
Okay.
You know, I've got about 600, I think, maybe. Mm. And I've been doing this for, well, I think since 2008.
Okay.
But I don't have 15,000 people, but they have other fake bots following them, which adds to the number of followers. So just watch out for them. It's slick stuff. It really is. It looks really good. But
how do you know?
It's definitely.
But run it by me again. How would you know it's a bot? How can you figure that out? Just because of it has so many followers?
I'm going to defer to my my older son, who's 26. He knows this stuff. Yeah. He knows this stuff inside and out, and he knows how that these people can do what they're doing and why it's so standard to have like 15,000, 16,000 followers.
Yeah.
And then in the description, in their name, they have AI. They're both. Creators of AI.
And they have the profile pics as well that just make it, you can just tell. Tell, like the hair, you know, if it's someone's face, the hair is kind of messed up just slightly, you know, the neck is not proportionate to the body. Like, it's also all in the profile picture as well.
Okay.
These are scary rabbit holes, and I just warn you.
Scary stuff.
I got caught in both of these. That's why I'm warning you.
Okay.
It's such an incredible waste of time. I'm sitting here questioning everything that I'm reading, and it just makes me want to go to the next one and the next one and the next one.
Mm.
And what an amazing amount of time wasted. I don't have this kind of time.
You need to take a break from that stuff once in a while.
That makes me angry now.
Mm.
All right. So, it's not good when you get me angry. But I love the stuff. I love the thing you put together there. let's just play that again.
Should we play? Get that queued up and ready to go so John can relax.
Oh, yeah. All right. This makes me a little tense, too. Trump, again, is threatening to declare martial law.
Oh, come on.
And appoint military governors throughout the Midwest, probably.
Oh, really?
Trump reposted a Truth Social meme from the account Extremely Stable Genius that makes an alarming comparison between modern sanctuary city mayors and southern governors during the Civil War, labeling them as insurrectionists. See? That's how he's doing it. Trump's repost risks normalizing extreme measures that weaken democratic institutions and threaten civil liberties and signals a willingness to bypass legal norms and inspire violence or intimidation against public officials. So there you go. It's
that's a mouthful.
I know. But, I have to report what I read.
Okay.
And I don't read very... No, I don't read on the air very much. I don't like doing that. That's why I play a lot of clips, because I just hate it when people read from the newspaper on the air. It's not
seems a little lazy.
It seems silly.
Yeah.
But that's why I play clips. But every once in a while, I have to word for word read exactly what they're talking about here. And this is frightening stuff. Mm. I didn't know that you could appoint military governors.
No, that's a new one.
Yeah,
I think that's something he's just making up.
Yeah,
could be. Martial law. I don't recall anybody ever appointing governors.
Yeah,
even in World War II or any other time.
I know.
That's
of course he's comparing the sanctuary city mayors to the southern governors during the Civil War.
Okay.
So I don't know, mayors and governors, why is he making that comparison?
Well, maybe they did do some of that.
He is
a
stable
War.
Genius. This is from the Extremely Stable Genius account.
Yeah, I've never heard of Extremely Stable Genius before in my life.
Oh, you haven't?
Never.
He's called himself that.
Yeah, he's done that for a while.
Pretty stunning stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about something a little bit smaller, a little more insignificant here, okay? And
sure.
This is the consumer
Product Safety Commission? What? Consumer? The
Product Bureau.
Okay.
Well, I can't remember any.
Consumer
the
Protection.
CFPB. Okay.
What is it?
CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That was it.
Sure.
Had finalized a rule that aimed to limit overdraft fees charged by large banks, right? Limited them to $5 for overdrafts. And after that, by the way, when they did that, the banks got rid of all their fees.
Yeah.
That was really cool how that happened. Yeah. But Trump and the Senate and the House passed a resolution a while back that overturned that rule. Yeah. Now overdraft fees may go back up to about $35 per transaction.
That's crazy.
Now, that's money out of your pocket, right?
Right.
And then the Federal Trade Commission has finalized a click-to-cancel rule for internet things that you have subscriptions to and get charged for.
Right.
Well, just click and you're canceled. But they got rid of that.
Oh.
And that, by the way, was in a court of law saying you can't do that. That is overreach, and they got rid of a click to cancel. So we're back at getting the runaround, trying to cancel your subscription to whatever it is you have.
Yeah, wheels have come off the wagon.
Yep.
Yeah. 6:48, when we come back, Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society will join us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Start up where the singing starts, but
we'll have to wait a while for that. Bob Dylan,
we waited long enough here. Okay, go ahead.
Here we go. Just this line.
Why not we?
See?
All right.
There we go.
So, anyway, big introduction here in WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning. Check out the Civic Media app. We're there too. Text us and voice note us as well.
And we welcome Lisa Bernard back from the Dane County Humane Society. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good to have you
How
with
you?
Us. Doing
good,
all right.
Good.
Doing all right. So you have something big going on right now called Clear the Shelters. Tell us what's happening during the month of August here.
Yes. So we have Clear the Shelters. We are asking our community to help us clear our shelters. So right now we have a promotion for cats going on. It started on Friday and it's going to end at the end of day on this Thursday, where their adoption fees are 50% off. And then we're going to switch to a different promotion on Friday, which is to be announced. And then it'll be 3 weeks of promotions and we're going to then hold a finale where it's a one-day finale where we're going to extend our hours and try to find homes for all of the available animals, and that is on August 23rd. There will be also promotions on that day as well.
Okay.
So, all right.
Very good.
We're very excited.
Now, you've highlighted three animals for us to talk about this morning, so let's get to those that are up for adoption. Who do we have first?
The first one is actually a dog.
Yes.
So his name is Detroit. He's a young adult Alaskan Husky mix who has mostly tan on his body and then some white on his face and his chest and then black areas on his head and back and tail. He's about 55 pounds. Mm-hmm. He can be nervous around new people at first, but once he feels safe, he's very friendly and affectionate. He can get a bit jumpy when he's excited. But he walks pretty well on leash, and sometimes he shows his softer side and just wants to enjoy snuggles and pets with you.
All right.
When it comes to other dogs, he'll do best with a slow introduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's looking for a family who's going to continue to work with him on his positive reinforcement training. And the good thing is that his adoption fee includes a scholarship to an online dog training program called Good Pup.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's Detroit, the dog. Okay.
Detroit.
Let me just mention that at this point that this portion of our show and Dane County Humane Society appearance is brought to you by Serenity Pet Spa. Serenity Pet Spa with three locations around Madison. Okay, Lisa, back to you. Who else do we have?
So now we're going to switch gears to cats. So we have Samwise, who is a five-year-old kitty who's mostly white on the bottom half of his body and then orange on the top, like his head and ears and the top area of his body.
Yeah, it's
very,
cute.
Very cute. Yeah. Yes.
He's very handsome. And he came to DCHS in late July. He's very shy. But give him some time and then he'll enjoy some gentle pets and he'll even ask for them. He likes to snuggle up close. He loves treats, which you can use to help make friends with him. We've been told that he's very affectionate and likes to cuddle, especially up on the sofa as you're watching TV. So if you need a friend, he also likes to be picked up, brushed, sits on laps, plays with all types of toys. But he's looking for a quiet and calm home. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like loud noises, so he wants a peaceful home where he could just hang out with his person.
Okay.
He'd love to be your best companion.
Very cute. Very handsome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
And one more here, quickly.
Yeah. I've got Olive Oil.
Olive Oil. So another cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is 7 years, and somehow she's also mostly orange with a little bit of white around her chest and her mouth, and she's got white boots. She's a long-haired cat, but you wouldn't quite notice that right now because we had to give her a haircut.
Oh.
When she arrived in early July, her hair was very matted. So her family, they were fighting. They've been fighting an illness, and they couldn't care for her anymore, so she was surrendered to us. Mm-hmm. She also is very shy, more shy than Samwise. So she likes to hide a lot. Mm-hmm. But give her some time, and she'll come out and explore. She allowed soft pets, but she's still very nervous. But we were told by her former family that she loved being brushed, playing with toys. She likes to look out the windows, and she also does not like loud noises. So she's looking for a quiet home where she can just hide to her heart's content and come out when she's ready to hang out. So.
Sounds good. So we have, that's Olive Oil. Before that, we had Samwise, the cat, and the first pet up for adoption, Detroit. And if someone out there is interested in finding out more about any of these or some of the other pets that you have up for adoption, the website is giveshelter.org. Right, Lisa?
Correct.
All right.
Good. Do we have time for me to mention something really quick?
Very quickly, yes.
Sure.
Today only, thanks to a grant from the ASPCA, we're actually lowering adoption fees for senior cats and adult cats even more. So they're going to be completely waived today.
Oh,
thanks
wow.
to the Rescue Effect grant. Yes.
Wow, that's great.
So if you come in today, Samwise and Olive Oil, their adoption fee is going to be completely waived.
How late are you open today?
We're open until 7. We open at 2, so
All
2
right.
to 7.
All Lisa, right. thank you so much.
Well, that's a deal.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. And we will be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning coming up after news on WMDX.
We got the big story.
Oh, yeah. Very big.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.